Hi guys, welcome to second episode of IPL on Pod. As promised, we are back with a wrap of last week's action with insights, analysis and some predictions. Mere saath hai mere do mitra, Shantanu Srivastav aur Shubham Pandey. So welcome to the show guys.
Thank Hi. You to everyone.
So there's a lot that happened last week in IPL. We had some great matches, one where RCB defeated MI in the Super Over. And we also had CSK finally breaking their losing streak. Currently, the table has a look where Mumbai Indians is at the top. They have three wins from five matches. But I think the two teams which are placed very comfortably right now are the Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers. They have three wins from four matches, so they look pretty solid for now. Let's start our discussion with the last match of the Sunday doubleheader, which was also the last match of the week. We had CSK taking on Kings XI Punjab. Kings XI Punjab started brightly this tournament. Obviously, I mean, they lost the first game in the Super Over to DC, but they scored a lot of runs. Then that RR game, they scored centuries. I mean, and RCB won that they won. Then where I think 132 was scored by KL Rahul. They started off very well, but now it seems like they are running out of steam. They have lost four matches, and on the other hand, CSK broke their losing streak in that match. So now they have two wins from five matches. They were on an unbeaten streak, but it seems like they have saved their campaign for now. So I will try to bring in Shantanu here. Shantanu, first, your reactions on CSK, because CSK, now that they have got that big win, although it seems like CSK's problems are not completely sorted because they lost to SRH in the game where Dhoni still came a little down the order with Kedar Jadhav, and they came very close but still did not complete the chase. But this time, I mean, Watson repaid the faith that has been posed in him. He scored all those runs and CSK won by 10 wickets against KXIP. How do you look at their campaign now going from here? And how do you look at their problems? Are they sorted or will it come back to haunt them?
Well, I think if you look at CSK's performance closely, this match, although they won by 10 wickets, which is a huge win, let alone in T20 in any format of the game, this is a huge win. But the problems are far from sorted. But let me just focus on the positives first. And like you rightly said, Shane Watson returning to form is a big deal for them because they really didn't have any other option. They dropped Murali Vijay, but they couldn't get away from Watson because, frankly, they don't have a choice. And the big match player that Watson is, I think that will give them a lot of confidence that as we enter the next week and, as we gradually move towards the serious end of the competition, Watson getting runs is crucial for them. And good to see Watson getting 80-odd. And Faf du Plessis, yes, he has been among runs. It's always nice to see that they have now two informed batsmen at the top of the order. And I guess Dhoni went with an unchanged 11 in this match. So obviously they played two matches in this week. They won one, lost the earlier one. The problem there with the earlier loss was Dhoni not accelerating fast enough or early enough. In the previous losses, we talked about Dhoni dropping himself down the order. And then this week, the earlier loss, when he came up the order to number five, he didn't accelerate early enough. And ultimately, the margin of defeat was just seven runs, which is like one hit away. And it looks very narrow, but it was far from that. And the match was beyond them by the 17th or 18th over. So I guess the problems, and in this match, like we saw, nobody else got to bat apart from the opener. So we don't know what approach the middle order would have taken or, whether Dhoni would have accelerated earlier, Raidu's form, things like that. So, I mean, nothing succeeds like success. It's good for them that they are finally two wins on the table and they are up from the bottommost spot. Good luck to them. But I would say problems are far from sorted.
Yeah, as Shantanu said, in that SRH game, they marginally lost out to SRH. They probably could have chased down had Dhoni started hitting from the beginning, let's say, or had he come just ahead of Kedar Jadhav, Ravindra Jadeja, who scored a half century in that match, probably he could have come also ahead of Kedar Jadhav. But now they know it. So maybe, I mean, in KXIP game, they didn't really require to do those changes because the openers finished the job. But maybe now that they know it, maybe they will do it. Maybe Bravo can also come a little ahead. And considering they have a problem in that middle order, not getting runs. But Shubham, I would like to bring in you here. I mean, you can also add your opinion if you have something on CSK, but more importantly, here on Kings XI Punjab. Kings XI Punjab started this tournament impressively. I mean, and they were the team that you wanted to watch in these 2 weeks that have gone by, because, I mean, KL Rahul, Mayank Agarwal, what hitting, what brilliant batting, and then they have Pooran, Maxwell, if he comes good. I mean, he hasn't so far yet. But all that now is looking that it's just going to stay there on the paper for those past 2 weeks. And eventually it looks like Kings XI of the last year. I mean, they got some wins in the beginning, but then they eventually lost out the race for the playoff spots. And again, they already have lost 4 games in these 5 matches. And if they lose few more, and they won't be able to make the playoffs. From here, they need actually a streak of wins to do that. So how do you look at, I mean, very disappointing, especially considering that they had a new captain, they had a new coach, and they had this whole explosive, I mean, packaging around the way they were approaching the games and all that. How do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, they have been unlucky for sure. I mean, but when it comes to luck, you have to also, you know, perform under those situations, and they have failed to perform in those crunch moments in the game, you know, when it comes to DC or other Sun Royals. Or against, you know, in the last game. This game, they were outplayed, you know, completely outplayed by CSK, especially with the ball in hand. They were clueless, and you could see KL Rahul, actually, it was telling on him, you know, the pressure was there to be seen. He was losing his calm also in between, you know. So I think, yeah, they have been, I mean, they have fell short of, you know, the victory margin by like very, very victory line by very small margins, and I think so. I mean, whatever has happened. I think they need to look at this tournament as something to build upon, you know, because we have seen how Kings XI continues to make changes, you know, in every edition, sometimes making you know, giving captaincy to this guy or that guy. Maxwell comes in, Maxwell goes out. In one season, there were 2 captains. I think it only says it when you look at the squad. It is a very good squad. I think they just need to stick it to this particular squad, and, you know, play this tournament, see how it goes, give their best. Whatever has happened. I think with a new captain coming in, a lot of changes are happening. Team is not playing together at times. So I don't think so. What they can do, I can't tell them, because I mean, if excluding this match, I don't think so. They have done something horribly wrong, apart from, I mean, bowling badly at the death. But I think just need to regroup, you know, and see this tournament as something on which they can build upon. I think that's what Kings XI Punjab can do.
There's this point about KL Rahul's captaincy. I mean, as you said, probably what the franchisee now need is consistency, and they have a new captain in KL Rahul. But at least in the 5 matches that have happened so far, we have seen that KL Rahul has not been a very confident captain, or maybe some of the calls that he has taken has not been, let's say, what you would say is a very mature, or let's say the smart call that it could be. In the sense, we remember the game against MI when he gave the bowling to Krishnappa Gautam in the last over, and then Krishnappa Gautam leaked 25 runs. MI got 191. And then the chase became too big for KXIP. We also have seen Karun Nair playing a lot of matches when Mandeep Singh could have probably played from the beginning, or maybe after the second game or something like this, when Nair was failing regularly. Deepak Hooda hasn't got a game so far. Today also, I think Mandeep Singh came before Nicholas Pooran. It's a different thing that Mandeep Singh got runs quickly, but because, I mean, he hasn't played a lot of cricket, it could have been possible that he probably would have struggled. So Pooran probably could have come earlier when the spinners were on, and probably could have taken them from the beginning. So there are these things. So Shantanu, how do you look at it? I mean, Shubham speaks about continuity. You see, continuity with KL Rahul as the captain is obviously the way forward. And even if it is, I mean, do they need some adjustment with him, or would he just learn on the job? That's how it goes.
Well, Ujjwal, I would not be too harsh on Rahul because this is his just first season in full time, or rather captaincy for Kings 11. But yes, like you said, there are few calls that could have been different. But I guess hindsight is a very, very different place to speak from. Like you said, giving Gautam the last over and then getting Disham to bowl in the death versus Mumbai Indians. Then, you know, and I don't know what's their strategy behind keep resting Gale. So now they are at a stage where they need to win most of their matches. They can't afford to lose too many. Now, when you get in Gale at this stage, you are disturbing the top order of Agarwal and Rahul that has done so well. And I don't see Gale batting anywhere other than the number one or two, which is the opening slots. And then, yes, good to see Mandeep Singh getting a game today. But then they need to assess what does Sarfaraz bring to the table, because he has barely got in, you know, got to bat, and you know, he's taking up a spot. Is not exactly very agile on the field. Although he has improved tremendously. And हम लोगों ने देखा है वो time भी जब वो उससे fielding बिल्कुल भी नहीं होती थी. But you know, the overall makeup of the squad, I think they need one game to click. You know, together as a unit. Sometimes we have seen in the top order has fired, but the middle order, the bowlers haven't. Sometimes the bowlers have done marginally better, but the middle order hasn't fired, so they lost the match. So it's just a matter of them clicking as a unit. And this is where the intangibles of captaincy comes in. I'm sure Rahul must be getting a lot of inputs from Anil Kumble also. So we can't say that he's not, he's really short of, you know, in intelligence or things like that. The other thing that I think that has gone against them is poor or the ordinary form of Glenn Maxwell. In 2014, when some matches of that year's IPL were played in UAE, Maxwell was on fire and he really took off the Kings 11's campaign. This time round, his form has been quite indifferent, and it really hurts a captain when your overseas player is not performing. So maybe down the line they can look to include Deepak Hooda sometimes, because remember Maxwell has not bowled that often as well, and Deepak bowls in domestic matches. I've seen him bowl off spin, and for Sunrisers Hyderabad also he used to bowl at times, and he's a big hitting batsman. So maybe now that they need to win most of their games, they need to really look at the makeup of the squad. And as Sourav Ganguly used to say very often, that captain is as good as the team. So I would not like to blame Rahul enough, but yeah, few calls could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I just like to add to you, as an extension of my point, is that Punjab are not playing, the way they were expected to play. But I think they need to stick to the team. I think we have seen how immature Rahul was in that Mumbai Indians game. I mean, with Pandya and Pollard there, you're throwing the ball to a off spinner. And when Pandya said that, my eyes were, I mean, I saw yeah,
lit up.
My eyes lit up when I saw Gautam taking the ball, and they did what they do, So I just feel that it's still very early days. I mean, yes, however the campaign is going, but I hope the management sticks to this squad and, and play them like in the next two, three additions and build a squad on and not do many chopping and changing. That's how they have not done well, in the last few editions. This is a good squad. Yes, I mean, on the job, Rahul will learn eventually, and he's a good batsman, a young man. So let's see.
Yeah. It was a day of mauling, Manchester United getting beaten 1-6, and now we have Kings 11 losing by 10 wickets. But to be fair to Rahul, I think he made a lot of changes in this match, and shows that there was some thought process that went in. They wanted to win this one, but it just didn't work out. We got the first look of Harpreet in this tournament. Mm-hmm. And Ravi Bishnoi is someone they are really backing. Jordan came back, so can't say that they are not trying, but it's just not clicking. And perhaps there were a couple of matches that they could have won earlier in the tournament, they didn't, and I don't know if that has worked on their morale or something. And I would not really recommend them chopping and changing too much. We saw CSK sticking to their playing 11 this match. That's another matter that they don't have much replacements. But, you know, in the long run, it does bear fruit.
Yeah, I think I'm also very happy about CSK. You know, I hope this long patch of, you know, losing streak, it ended today. And I hope that that was the only thing, because, I mean, as Shantanu said, ki, abhi bhi bahut sare weak points hain, especially Kedar, Jadeja with the bat and Dhoni. But acha lagta hai, matlab CSK jaisi team agar acha karti hai toh, because you know you want them to do well and you want them to abhi unko thodi rahat ki saans mili hogi ki 8th se 6th position pe wo log aaye hain, so they must be relieved. Dhoni will have a good sleep tonight.
Yeah. Just getting back to KXIP, if it is any consolation, I feel that the fact that Rahul is still scoring runs, even though they are losing and even though he's not captaining well, I think that is a positive point for KXIP and also for KL Rahul, that at least he's not taking that much pressure on him that his batting will, he loses his batting form. So that's a good thing. I'm not very sure whether KL Rahul would become a very good captain, just by playing, let's say, 10, 12 matches in the IPL, so that he would be very much ready for the next season. That I don't know, but I don't also know if they will have a good captain in their side. Maybe they would have to probably bring in somebody from outside. So, yeah, sticking with the team and making a core is obviously very important. The captaincy is only just one sticking point where I think that maybe they can work a bit. But if he improves, then yeah, well and good for the franchise. But what we can do here is that, talking about captains, we can go to the other underrated captain. Underrated captain as in the IPL, and the guy who doesn't get enough credit, that is Virat Kohli and his team RCB. I think the RCB, they are the best team so far in the IPL. I mean, they have three matches. They have won three matches. They have 6 points. I mean, three matches out of four they have won. And the way they won against MI, and then against RR, the changes that Kohli has made to the team, matlab Josh Philip ko bahar kar diya, Gurkirat ko le aaya, Steyn ko bhaga diya, Yadav ko bhaga diya, Zampa aage, Udana aage. Now that the makeup is very good, and the team looks very balanced. So in the beginning, the RCB, which looked like it's going to be another usual season for them of getting beaten and all, then Shubham, now are you ready to back them to go to playoffs or maybe even the final? Do you think they are good enough or it is just a false dawn?
No, I think they are going to make it to playoffs now. As you said, I mean, they have been the two top teams. And I will include Delhi DC also. DC and them, three wins in four games is a very good run so far. I didn't expect Kohli to be so good. You know, this time he's really worked hard on planning and execution and everything, especially the team changes that he did. They have really worked wonders for him. The good thing with RCB that I feel is what works for Kohli is that he doesn't believe in many changes in the batting. So everybody knows their role when it comes to batting. It's just that their bowling has disappointed them, over the years. But this time he didn't give the weak links in his bowling group a long run. You know, Umesh had two bad games and he was out. And Dale Steyn was not having great, season as well. So he was also out and he brought in Zampa. He asked Sani to lead the bowling, the pace department. And Chahal has been outstanding. I think he's been the best spinner so far in this IPL. Quality, the guile that he has and that thing in him to just keep coming back at the batsman and give his 100% on every ball. I think it's been fabulous for him and Kohli knows that and he's given him, he's sort of leading this whole bowling unit of RCB. And I think the team changes, De Villiers firing, Finch coming back to form, Padikkal, as a young talent performing and every time he scored 50, they have won. So it just goes on to say that, they are clicking as a unit. I'm not sure, there are only two weak links which I see. I mean, Dubey is on field. I feel he's a big liability for them. And I don't know. I mean, there could be one over where he's hit for 24 runs. I'm not really confident about his bowling as well. But he's done well as a bowler. And Gurkirat Mann, he's not been tested. So I think apart from these two in the playing 11, I think that everybody is doing well. You know, you look at Sani bowling the super over perfect. I mean, the way he bowled. You look at Chahal, even Sundar bowling so well in that in the previous match. So yeah, I mean they're coming together well. Kohli is leading well, taking good decisions on the ground, off the pitch as well in terms of team changes. So I'm pleasantly surprised that you know finally after I think two horrible seasons, right? I mean in the 2018 season was also not that great. So I think after two seasons they're coming together as a unit and playing well and are in the top three, I believe. So yeah, really happy for them.
Yeah, I think Bengalurians can finally say A Sala Cup Namde. I think if that is.
Right. Like still early days, but yeah, I mean they are on route to playoffs.
Yeah, Shantanu, just to add to that, I mean another positive for RCB is that now Kohli has found his form back. He came to bat in that super over, and after that half century against Rajasthan Royals RR, and Chris Morris is still to come into this side. So he is a very good death bowler and somebody who can hit runs
that
and
six also, right. Well.
So when you look at those two positive aspects, I mean, would you be also be very confident of RCB making a deep run?
Yeah, of course, and more so because they have matches left in Sharjah, which is a smaller ground, which is a very batter-friendly ground. And with most of their batsmen firing, Aaron Finch has got a few runs, Partikel has scored 50s, Kohli has found his rhythm. So when three of your top order batsmen fire, a team inevitably goes on to score in excess of 180, 190. And Sharjah, with its boundaries and everything, 200 plus scores are very common there. And now, as Shubham mentioned, they have the bowling to kind of stop the opponents, if not bowl them out. It was refreshing to see Kohli dropping Steyn and Umesh after a string of bad games, because had he not done that and had they lost to Rajasthan Royals, the equation would have been slightly different, and the mindset changes, everything changes. It's a perfect week for them. They've had two contrasting wins, one where they conceded 201 and still managed to win, and today when they bowled out Rajasthan Royals for yesterday when they bowled out Rajasthan Royals for 154, And this weekend's win over Royals would have given them a lot of confidence, because a lot of things clicked for them. Chahal once again picked up three wickets, Washington Sundar being economical, Virat Kohli coming into his own. So yeah, things looking upbeat for them. And the only area of concern I feel is what if Udana has an off day? Do they go back to Yadav or Steyn? Or when do they bring Chris Morris into the equation? Where does he fit in? Zampa has gone for runs also. So as long as they're winning, many people may ignore these aspects. But, playing two leg spinners on Sharjah or perhaps against a team like Mumbai Indians or even Rajasthan Royals with Sanju Samson and all in full flow, not sure how that will pan out.
Yeah, that's definitely there. I think Chris Morris was out for a long time because of a side strain. I don't know what is the status with his injury currently, but I think that it is the side strain which is keeping him out, because once he's 100% fit, he should probably come in automatically. I mean, Udana is doing pretty good, but if Udana doesn't continue in the same manner, then probably Morris would definitely come in, and he should only strengthen the side. But here now I would want to talk about SRH. Now, SRH is a side which played three matches last week. And if you all remember, I mean, in the first episode when we were talking about the fixtures of this past week that just got over, we were talking about how SRH, if they continue to lose, they would probably, I mean, be out. I mean, in the beginning of the tournament only. But SRH have done pretty well. I mean, they had three matches. They won two of them. They lost today on Sunday, let's say. They lost to MI. But then before that, they won to DC and CSK. So they also have their wins, two wins of this season. They also have 4 points. And they made few changes. So they have Williamson coming in for Nabi to give more steel to the batting. They have Abdul Samad, the youngster who has come in for Ridhiman Shaha. So he has also strengthened their batting. Some good hitting from him we have seen, and also some bowling from him. So Shantanu, I would like you to continue here on SRH. They are finding their rhythm, but as we saw in the match against MI, I mean, they still don't have a very strong middle order. So that will probably end up being their nemesis this season, won't it be? I mean, but they have been impressive in death bowling, although their bowling has been fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. And you know, we spoke about SRH in detail last week, and we very rightly talked about them having three games this week, and good that they won two of them. And I remember me talking about this SRH versus CSK game that I was really looking forward to, because both teams were kind of evenly placed at that stage, and even now on points table they are CSK 6, SRH 7. But I mean, SRH versus CSK, that game, if we talk about it, was I mean, nothing much for SRH to take away despite a 7-run win, and it is, remember, more for CSK fumbling than SRH winning. But yeah, today's match and the one before this, I was very happy to see Kane Williamson back in the squad, and which means that they have three overseas batsmen in the top three and one Rashid Khan, so that pretty much settles the squad, which means that, you know, Mohammad Nabi is no longer a certainty, and I don't know if and when he will get a game, because he's a very good batsman and overall all-rounder also. And I think we had a few divided opinions on their overseas composition last week. But personally speaking, I think I was happy to see Rashid. Hello.
I'm saying Shantanu is just trying to boast here that he wanted Williamson to come in.
Yeah, I can say that. And you know, I was also happy to see Rashid Khan bowling so well. He picked three wickets against Delhi Capitals, I think, in the first match of the week, and then he bowled well in remaining matches also. So yeah, overall, very good week for them. Two wins out of three, and good to have them. Good for them to break the duck.
Yeah. So as I said, I look at probably their middle order. I mean, Priyam Garg, he scored that 50 against CSK, and that is how they reached 165, and eventually CSK ended up not chasing it and marginally losing by some 6 or 7 runs. That middle order and lower order is where I think the major concern is. But Shubham, I want to talk to you on SRH, but on their death bowling. I mean, I see you tweet a lot about Natarajan. Bhuvneshwar was not there today, but he was very good in the previous match. We have obviously Rashid Khan bowling good wherever you ask him to bowl, middle overs, death or the power play. But death bowling, I mean, we have to admire the fact, even Sandeep Sharma, who came in today, was pretty decent. I mean, we have to admire the fact that their execution has been very good, whether it is those wide Yorkers, whether it is fuller deliveries, whether it is the slower deliveries. I mean, they are one of the few teams, I think maybe MI also, who have been executing the plans very good in that, isn't it? I mean, that art of death bowling has been missing so far in this IPL, but SRH kind of have been good at it, aren't they?
Especially, I was impressed in Natarajan's game against DC. He was given just one task, that you have to bowl wide, you know, locker length, and he kept on coming in, and he just implemented that plan without thinking about it. He had the field set, and he just kept on coming. I really want, you know, these kind of hard-working bowlers who don't have much to play with, you know, they're not known for their pace or anything, much like you know, Mustafizur Rahman, who's pretty much like he's using slower ones and, you know, slow Yorker length deliveries. Similarly, I mean, Natarajan just came in, you know, and I think his spell was, I think he gave just 25 runs in his 4-over spell, which is a great performance, I would say. And even in that game, Bhuvneshwar Kumar also, you know, picking up 2 wickets and, you know, for just 25 runs. He was missing today for sure, because the bowler who came, replaced him, did well. But they also brought in Siddharth Kaul, who went for a lot of runs. I'm not sure. I mean, much like CSK, I'm also like not sure how good. I mean, they have 2 wins under their belt, SRH also. But I'm not sure. I mean, as you said, that their middle order is filled with youngsters. Priyam Garg, Abhishek Sharma, Samad, and they did well in the last game. but how consistent will they be in the games to come? So I think the onus goes on to the top three, and they have to play in a way that, you know, one of them or two of them are batting through the 20 overs like Warner did today. They didn't win the game, but I think that that's how they need to bat, because they know, or either, I mean, I don't know, how can they bring in Nabi in the team? It's not possible now. I don't see, as Shantanu said, you know, Bairstow, Warner, and because if you drop Bairstow, you're bringing in Saha, who do you play as keeper? So I think the whole combination just goes for a toss. So yeah, I mean, either of the three have to bat through, and yeah, I mean, their bowling is good. I don't know what's the status of Bhuvneshwar's injury, whether he's going to come back in the next game or not. But yeah, I mean, dead bowling is good. The middle order, the late middle order, and you know, the either of the three openers, either of the three top three batters, you know, batting through the 20 overs, I think they'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I think they will at least hope for a few days when all of those batters, the first four, at least three of them, click together. Yeah. Because if that happens, they would be more often than not in comfortable positions. But that is what is not happening for SRS, because batting-wise, that is where they depend the most. I mean, their bowling department is doing a fair job, but they need those enough runs on the board.
If you look at David Warner also, he has got runs. He got 50. I think he's got two back-to-back 50s, if I'm not wrong. But he has not looked the David Warner, you know, the way he plays, the authority with which he plays. He's really looked scratchy at the start, and then he has, you know, he's not that sort of a player who takes time to settle in and then, you know, starts hitting the ball out of the park. He's someone who just takes control of the game from ball one. But he, yeah, I mean, he's coming into the groove. If he comes into the groove, I think it really, you know, does well for his captaincy as well. So just hope that a 100 is around the corner, because when it happens, I think we'll all have fun in the game.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, with Bhuvneshwar Kumar injured, they are severely hamstrung with a quality death bowler, and we saw in today's match batsmen going after Siddharth Kaul, and if that keeps happening on grounds like Sharjah, they'll have to, I mean, they really will pay a lot. So I mean, they might have to find a way to get in Billy Stanley somewhere, which means that you know, one of their top three, either Bairstow, Warner of course can't be dropped, either of Bairstow or Williamson may miss a game to accommodate an extra foreign pacer, which means Saha has to come in. I see Bairstow dropping out if at all one of the top three has to go. Bairstow making way for Rithiman Saha, who can keep. And then we have one spot open for a foreigner, which depending on the pitch and the opposition, either Stanley or Nabi can come in. Or a slightly left field selection could be get in Nabi, and instead of Stanley, you can have Basil Thumpi. Remember him? Kerala fast bowler. Yeah, so he's a part of the squad, and I guess he can touch 140, 145. So, I mean, they can give him a couple of games and see how that goes. And I was just going through the squad, and I see a certain Shahbaz Nadeem there. So, a very, very canny bowler, and he has played a lot of matches in domestic cricket and played with distinction. I think they should look at him. I don't know how much Warner has heard of him or know of him, or people, I don't know if they have been advising about Nadeem, but he's a very, very, you know, skillful bowler. And not just in days cricket, but also in T20s. So, you know, as they go along, probably they should take a look at the squad and try and mix things around, because at this stage, when their bowling clicks, it all looks okay. But when it fails, as it did today, things can, you know, get bad. And if we even look back at their campaigns from 2018 onwards, 160, 170 kind of totals have been enough on Hyderabad pitches, which is when at the death and the middle overs, guys like Siddharth Kaul and Bhuvneshwar would come in and simply choke the opposition. It happened twice this week against CSK and DC, but I don't see it happening all the time.
Yeah, so the thing I think with SRH is that because that they have this lower order and middle order problem, they are only playing with, let's say, I mean, if we consider Rashid Khan a pure bowler, then they are only playing with four pure bowlers, actually. So they have a lot of all-rounders, let's say, or youngsters in that middle lower order. And that is where I think, which is keeping Shahbaz Nadeem outside, because I mean, they have to play three pacers, and then there is Rashid Khan, and that completes their four bowlers. Because after that, they have Priyam Garg, Abhishek Sharma, and Abdul Samad. Sorry, Priyam Garg is not a bowler, so they have Sharma and Samad, who are two all-rounders. So
To be fair to them, Abhishek bowls left-arm spin. So, I mean, if they can ignore Shahbaz Nadeem, so Abhishek is a kind of like-for-like replacement, more in an all-rounder slot, if not in terms of guile. So, yeah. I guess Priyam Garg is a big positive.
Another small consolation for them is that their next three matches are in Dubai. So they can probably take a bit of time with Bhuvneshwar Kumar. I mean, if he has a bigger injury concern.
No, but what do you guys think? You know, I don't think so. Kohli is playing the next game. I mean, because
So if not Kohli, it could be probably, as you said, Basil Thumpi. Because I mean, if they cannot change their and they would probably not change their foreign combination, overseas players combination, then you have Basil Thumpi to call upon, because that's the only I think the ready-made replacement that I can see. They have.
Well, if I were in SRH camp and if I have matches left in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, I would frankly not be too flustered, because they won both their matches in Dubai, and the track is good for batting, but not as you know what they call pata, as Sharjah's track. So they defended scores of 162 and 164 there. If the batsman can get to 170, 165, 170, that kind of a total, I think their bowlers, depending on the conditions, can still, pull it off. And they did beat quality lineups. Delhi Capitals batsmen are in form. CSK, back then they were not in form. But against Delhi Capitals, they did pretty decent. I would tread very cautiously depending on the pitch they are playing at and the opposition, because sometimes wholesale changes do not work. We've seen with Kings 11 tonight. A lot of things to think over.
Yeah, hence I made the point that they are playing their next three matches in Dubai. So probably they can take it easily, and they would probably take it easily with Siddharth Kohl and Bhuvneshwar being out and Siddharth Kohl being his replacement, because they would know that it won't be another Sarja out there. So at least they can have time to adjust. Time to move on to our next topic, and my favorite topic of today's podcast. It is, why is DK batting ahead of Owen Morgan? I mean, I had this discussion with another colleague of ours, who is Anish, and we would probably soon have him on this podcast also. Is that I mean, Morgan is a world champion, and Morgan is one of the best. Limited overs batsmen that you have there from middle order, and you have DK playing ahead of him. I mean, DK is a guy who was looking to revive his India career as a finisher. I mean, he even spoke about how he wants to play the role of a finisher for India. But what is with him that when he's playing for KKR, he wants to bat ahead of Morgan? I mean, we saw KKR play two matches this week. I think they played against RR, and then they played against DC. They won one of that. They lost one of that to DC at Sajah. They lost. And in both matches, he sent Russell ahead of him. But then he didn't send Morgan. He came ahead of Morgan. One of the chases was of a target of 175. I think the other one was over 220 runs. So whether easy chase, not easy, but the so-called easy, let's say, in comparison to 200, 210, 12, 225, whatever it was. 229 it was, in fact, against DC. He's always keeping Morgan behind. Don't you think it is not really, I mean, let's start with, Shubham can pitch on this. How do you look at it? I mean, shouldn't Morgan start already batting ahead of DK? Because Morgan has been making runs in both those matches and DK hasn't at all. Why would you not give enough to Morgan?
Yeah, I think time has come to, you know, put Morgan at four after Rana, because I think they have played a couple of games now, four games now. And I think when the tournament had started, I was backing DK to bat up the order, because, you know, last season also he was not batting too much. He was pulling himself down, batting at six or seven, and they suffered. But I think with Morgan in there, things have changed. But I think that's why he's going up the order to, you know, to bat more, have more deliveries. But when somebody like Morgan is there who's doing well and surprisingly doing well because he doesn't have a great record in UAE, and then you have to reassess, maybe come down at 5. I would still say, you know, keep Russell at 6, and if the situation is demanding, then send him at 3 maybe or 4. But keep Russell at 6 and DK at 5. So yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Morgan has to bat number 4. It may have to do with, you know, both Rana and him being lefties, but I don't see in T20s how does that matter, you know, because if a batsman is in form, it doesn't really matter if you know that if somebody is righty or lefty, you have to bat him at number 4. So I hope, you know, they stick to him at number 4 and DK at 5 and then Russell and later on the other batsman.
Yeah, Shantanu, do you have any other opinion, or do you think that DK should back himself? And do you think there is anything different that KKR can do to be like get a longer winning run? I mean, they won one, but then they lost to DC at Sarcha.
See, I have a few issues with their batting order, and it's not only with DK, you know, DK alone. Sunil Narayan batting at the top of the order has worked for them in past seasons, but it's not working anymore. So why not drop him down? He's not a specialist batsman anyway. So, and in last match, we saw Rahul Tripathi scoring 36 from 16 balls. And we saw him doing very well for now defunct Pune franchisee. So he is a top order batsman. Why not give him a go, you know, up the order? Can have Rana number 3. Number 4, we can have Morgan. And frankly, for a batsman of Morgan's quality, it's a sheer waste if he's coming at number 5 or below. And with the kind of form DK is in, it makes all the less sense, you know, for Morgan to drop down the order. And I agree with Shubham when he says that teams are making too much of this right-left thing, because even in the current lineup, you see Rana coming after Narayan. So if Shubman Gill gets out early, then you have two left-handers anyway, Narayan and Rana batting together. So that logic of left-hand, right-hand, it really doesn't hold much ground. So I think number 4 should go to Morgan, number 5, DK or Russell, depending on the match situation. But DK, I just don't know what is going on, because I remember in 2018 season he was in good batting form, and back then it made sense if he was batting in top 4 or top 5. But the kind of form he is in, he has tried everything. He has tried slogging, he has tried to bat through, but it is not coming off. And in the previous game, if you remember, he played 8 balls for his 6 runs. Not a single boundary. He didn't look like getting a boundary or getting runs. And on a pitch where everybody, every batsman, once they got set, they scored. So I don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, DK had some great years, but I'm not very sure whether DK is also the right man. I mean, I'm not just talking about batting, but also the right man to take KKR forward from here. And so it's a different thing. I mean, they have made a decent start. They have won 2 games and 4 matches, and they still have a lot of games to play. But if they do really fumble here and there, then I think maybe KKR would have a look at that also. I mean, next season, in any case, they have to start planning. Because, I mean, especially in a season like this, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could not obviously have predicted this from the beginning. You probably could not have made the change. But if somebody like Morgan is available, and I would have made it captain from the go. But then again, I understand. I mean, DK was already the captain. They have a core, they have a setup thing and everything. But I do think that very soon the change would come. If not this season, obviously for them. Definitely for them.
I think Morgan not being captain also has to do with that he's an international and England play their, some of the games during that season when the IPL actually happens in that period of time. So I think that also plays in the mind. KKR being, you know, they're very professional in the way they choose their team. So I think that is, but I agree with you. I also don't see DK as this very strategic captain on the field, you know, although he was very good in the games, 2 games before, you know, with his bowling changes. But I also don't see him, you know, competing with the likes of Dhoni's and Rohit Sharma's and, you know, winning these key moments in the games. Also, I'm also excited about one change, but I don't know how it's going to happen. is Tom Benton, because you know, as Shantanu spoke about Sunil Narayan, he said that Rahul Tripathi may come up, right? But I feel Tom Benton needs to like come at some stage, because you know, just for sake of he's such an exciting talent, and you know, T20 in this era of, you know, a T22 specialist who was born to play T20 cricket, sort of a batsman. So I don't know, but how he's going to come in the team? Are they going to drop Narayan because he's the only one because you're not going to drop a 15.2 crore player in Cummins. He's done well. He was really off in the game in the last game. You won't drop Russell, and you Morgan is doing well. So the only, you know, player to drop is Sunil Narayan. So I don't know, but I'm excited about Tom Benton. I hope he gets a game in future.
Yeah, I think if anybody did a listicle of the players to look out for in this IPL, Tom Benton is definitely there. I mean, an exciting talent, and we all have seen that in England. It's just as Shubham said, it looks very difficult. I mean, considering the four foreign players that they are playing, especially, and Narin is a KKR legend. It looks almost impossible. And then there is Russell, Morgan, and Cummins. It almost looks impossible unless KKR goes on to a very bad run. Then definitely, I think that change would come. Otherwise, I'm not sure.
I think they're in a very tricky situation, because in the previous game, both Narayan and Varun Chakravarti, they went for runs. And Narayan just couldn't even complete his quota of four overs. So he had a forgettable game. And then Varun Chakravarti, I think DK made a horrendous call, you know, getting him to bowl in the death. So, I mean, it's like not just his batting, his calls is on the ground, they are increasingly, you know, getting questionable. And the fact that they have two young pacers in Nagarkoti and Mavi, it's all too good to say that, okay, they are young prospects and all that. But, you know, will they be able to perform, as they say in football, in the cold night in Stoke? I'm really not sure, because when both of your strike bowlers are 21-year-olds with very limited experience, when it comes to that quote-unquote cold Stoke night, I mean, you're hedging a lot of bets on two youngsters.
Yeah,
they have a good bowler in Prasiddh Krishna. He's actually, I was feeling that Kartik will play him, because he's a medium pace bowler, bows good slower ones. He had a horrible season last season in 2019, but he's a very good. I feel that the UAE tracks are suited for his bowling. I'm pretty sure that DK is going to try him, you know, in the future games if Nagarkoti or Mavi doesn't do well.
Yeah, that's it for the KKR, and now we have the section where we talk about the most memorable performances from the last week. So I would start with Shubham. I mean, which was the most memorable performance for you?
I think two, Ishan Kishan, you know, that 99 run rock against RCB, right? RCB was the team. And as I said earlier, Natarajan, I really love that spell. You know, it was as if, you know, he's alone in the stadium. He's bowling it, you know, taking the ball, going back to his run up and coming in again, bowling, and just, you know, perfect. Given one job to do, and he's doing it. You know, nothing else is coming in his mind, and he did a fantabulous job. And of course, Kishan, because when Kishan was batting, I was, he was batting at 100 strike rate. You know, he was not playing aggressively, but suddenly something happened. You know, Pollard started hitting, and something happened to him as well. And the game was in Dubai, it was not in Sharjah, and he was hitting those big sixes, massive sixes. You know, some of them actually went, I believe, out of the ground if it was Sharjah. And yeah, very impressive knock, but he was really exhausted, couldn't come to bat in the that crucial super over which cost them the game. But yeah, two very impressive performances which I really liked of the youngsters, Valan, Rajan and Kishan.
Yeah, Shantanu, which ones for you and why?
Well, I am tempted to say Ishan Kishan, but just because of the fact that he didn't come out too bad in the super over, I'll go with Pollard in the same match. 24 balls for his 60 runs. I think he was the one who really took the game away and brought them so close to victory. I mean, they could draw the scores. They could enforce a super over. And if not for Ishan relenting probably we would have had a different result. And the kind of form Pollard is in this season, we have seen in previous seasons that he takes time, initial 5 to 6 games to get going. But this time he has been in tremendous form, and he has just carried on from where he left from in CPL. And some of those sixes that he hits, stuff of legends.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I have to give my picks, I will probably just make one pick, and that is Rashid Khan. Actually, I mean, there have been some great youngsters. I mean, young performances from some great youngsters also, and obviously we have, as you said, Pollard. I would pick Rashid Khan because I just love Rashid Khan in T20. I mean, he's bowling. I think he's the best T20 bowler out there. And the two matches that SRH won, I mean, against DC and CSK, I think he had a big role to play in those overs, taking wickets. And if he's not taking wickets, he's just giving away 14, 15 runs, 20 runs. I mean, the kind of pressure that he creates, I mean, and just a lovely guy, isn't it? I mean, takes wickets, I mean, has a great story behind him. I mean, and to have a GOAT putting in a good performance back-to-back in 3 matches in a week, it's an amazing spectacle. So that was probably the best performance or collection.
Yeah, and the fact that people know all about him, there's a lot of analysis going on, and he still manages to fox batsmen around the world. And you know, we know that he's more or less a one-dimensional bowler with all those fastish googlies, but still it's so difficult to get away. What a bowler. And good to see that, you know, we have two bowling performances, you know, two of us have picked bowling performances and performances of the week so far. So it's still a batsman's game, but yeah, two bowling performances in top three is...
No, one more thing about Rashid is that, you know, what I like about him, you know, he's a great bowler. When it comes in those 4 overs, he really, you know, he gives it all, every ball. But he's also a very, you know, committed cricketer when it comes to his fielding. He gives I mean, those 20 overs when he's on the ground, he's a live wire. I mean, you know, watching IPL from the stadium, in the stadium, there are few cricketers you love to watch on. I think Rashid is one, Hardik Pandya is one. He's engrossed. You know, Pandya, Jadeja's, these are very engrossed fielders. They really want to, Raina's, you know, they want to go and catch that ball, even if you're third man and the catch is at sweeper cover, you want to run and take the catch. They're those sort of players, you know, running and saving the boundaries and giving everything. Even with the bat, Rashid is quite good. You know, he's very handy. Very good. Very good T20 cricketer.
Yeah.
If I may ask you guys a question, what's your take on Ishan not coming out to bat in the Super Over?
I'm not sure. It was a hot Twitter debate as well. You know, I think some MI fans are also disappointed because it is actually, yes, I mean, when you are batting, you have scored 99 runs and you're hitting those sixes, you were there and you should have come and batted in the Super Over. But I still feel that, it comes to his fitness levels, that he's 21 and he's tired and exhausted, and he should have come in. But if he's not 100% fit, my thing is that he should be. I mean, he should work on his fitness levels. But in that situation, if he's not 100% fit and if he's himself saying that, then I think it is okay for the management to say that, okay, we respect that. Because if he goes and if he fails, then he would feel more bad that I was not 100% and I went there and I failed. I think the replacements were also quite good. You know, Pandya is a big hitter, and it's not that he's not to be hitting at all. And Pollard was there. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be too harsh on him, but yes, he needs to, if he's not able to keep his fitness levels to that, to that level that losing those crunch games for his side, then he should note it and work on it.
Yeah, I also don't see it as an unpardonable mistake, but I definitely see it as something that he can work upon. I mean, in the sense that he got out at 99, but what if the innings would have continued a bit more? I mean, and we have to understand that in the end, I mean, and this is with due respect to everyone, I mean, the conditions are tough, it's humid, but I mean, cricket cricket is an old sport. We have been playing 5-day matches and 1-day matches also. So with all due respect to everyone, I think that you gotta get to that fitness level. I'm not saying that it's an unpardonable mistake if you're not there, but you gotta get to there. I mean, somebody needs to put an arm around his shoulder and probably need to speak to him, or maybe just advise him in the right way how he can probably develop that part of him as a cricketer, so that he becomes a complete package. Let's say.
Fair enough. My views are, I think I made it very clear when I chose Pollard over him in my performance of the week. So, yeah, if I were Rohit, I would have kicked him into the ground. Just go and bat. It's just a matter of 6 balls. Just go and hit.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter if you get out.
Yeah, but the thing is that if he himself said that probably he didn't want to go, it becomes very difficult for you to tell him to. That's why I said, I mean, you got to at least speak to him that.
Yeah. And from a distance, we don't know how fatigued he was and stuff like that. But I still feel that, 6 ball khelni hai. Usme se, even if you get out after a couple of balls, nobody's going to blame you. And you are in a kind of a hitting form. You are, your adrenaline and everything is pumping. And you have got a 10-minute break where you can have your energy drinks. And, reasonably, even if you are 80% okay, I think you should just go and hit.
Yeah, I think it's also a lesson for the teams, the way T20 cricket and especially IPL is played, where there are so many super overs and games are changing in the death overs. So many games are changing like that, just like that, the Tevatia things are happening. So I think that when Kishan came back, after being dismissed, he sat in the dugout, right? And he was still drenched in sweat and he was focusing on the game. Why not go refresh yourself and be ready? I mean, you don't know, right? I mean, and take a shower and be ready for the if the need be, because you have been the best batter for your team. So I think it's a good lesson in that regard also, that if a batsman has done well, the coaches should say just run to the dressing room, take a shower and come back. You just don't know. Have some juices.
Yeah, they have all these electrolyte drinks and everything. You just sip in and go. It's just a matter of 6 balls.
Why sit in the heat and all padded up and you're not relaxing even? Because I think he would have been in much better frame of mind. His body would have been in a much better shape when he had taken a shower, had a change of clothes, something like that, and then went on. Because I see, you must give credit to these Pollard, Dhoni's. They don't sit in the dugouts. I don't see them. They're always in AC, chilling, because it really works. You need to understand your body. If you cannot take your fitness levels to that particular mark, do such things.
And remember, he's just 21. So fresh legs and everything. If you can't do this at 21, I don't know. You saw Pollard, he just shook his head nonchalantly and he was there. So he also batted with Kishan for not as many balls, but he was there in the heat. He was batting and he made 60 runs, and he was there. It isn't that he really performed exceedingly well in the super over. I think he just got one boundary. But yeah, we are not sitting here and blaming Pollard that he didn't get any runs. Instead, we are talking why Ishan Kishan didn't come out. So I think if I am a captain and if a 21-year-old is telling me that he's not fit enough, I'll still send him. Doesn't matter. You are just 21, and if you can't do this at 21, probably you won't be able to do it ever.
Yeah. Just to add to Shubham's point, I think the BCCI protocols don't allow you to take a shower in the stadium. You have to go back to your stadium, you have to go back to the hotel. But we get the larger point that he is making. Obviously, you have to try to do everything that you can to be relaxed and to be ready again, because this is T20 and anything can happen. So if you are the batsman in form, to be ready for the super over. So yeah, we get that point. Probably teams have to now be one step ahead in that condition also, yeah, so that you plan not only just for the 20 overs, but you also have your planning done for the super overs.
Yeah, I also
saw Dhoni was struggling, in one of these matches. We saw he was so spent and still he batted, and at 39, if he can
if he can go on, and let's, I'm not talking about the innings, which was, you know, a largely useless one, but no, just the fact that he hung around and he stuck around and he didn't play a loose shot to get out. And for a person of Dhoni's fitness to watch him struggle and to watch him pant, it was not really a pretty sight.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how the conditions are. But Ishan Kishan can look at his senior and, you know, draw some inspiration, I guess.
Yeah, I also felt that, you know, they sent Pandya, and I, okay, Pandya is a big hitter, and I get it. I mean, you need runs, but I also see that in super overs, you know, these instead of the sloggers or the people who hit big, rather than them, you know, I felt that Rohit should have gone, because
right.
he's someone
right.
who could have played in the V. You know, they scored mere 8 runs. The thing with Pandya is that he could have given you 28 runs, you know, in that one over, but the chances are also that he would be caught in the deep, and that is what happened also. So they knew that Saini would be bowling, some pacer would only bowling, and Pandya is good against spinners only, particularly spinners. He's not that great a hitter when it comes to pace. He scoops and he doesn't scoop, but he plays square of the wicket on both sides of the wicket and something like that. He does against pacers, but he's not a big hitter down the ground when it comes to pace. But with Rohit is a good. If you're pitching it short, it's going for that pole of his. You know, and he also plays very well in the V. So I believe they could have scored more than 8 if Rohit was there, because he was not going to waste balls, and he's also in good form. So I think that was also something that they could have done.
Yeah, and strange, if you remember earlier this year, Rohit won us a super over against New Zealand. He hit a couple of sixes to Tim Southee. And, you know, he doesn't look like he's somebody who will go after the bowling. But and I remember distinctly in that match against New Zealand, he tried to slog the first ball, didn't connect. But then he just stood his ground, maintained his shape, and then hit through the line. And those were beautiful sixes. A couple of sixes he hit and the match was done. So he is that kind of a guy who, if he comes out to open in super over, he can get you boundaries. But, you know, Like I always maintain, hindsight is a beautiful, you know, vantage point to sit and take pot shots. So, I mean, that's the privilege we have. But I guess, yeah, either Ishan Kishan or if not him, perhaps Rohit himself would have come up.
Yeah. So time has come. Probably we will wrap it up. But before that, we will have a look at next week's schedule. I mean, I'm sure you guys also have had a look at the fixtures. I mean, we have two double headers coming up next week as well. We have DC playing 3 matches. So DC have a good chance. If they win 2 of them, they can probably consolidate their spot in top 2 of the league table. I am going to already make my pick for the match to watch out for, and that is CSK versus RCB. That is Dhoni versus Virat Kohli, because RCB is in great form. CSK are looking to get back into great form, and that could potentially be a match between like a top of the table, bottom of the table, and then again we always have Mahi versus Super V, as Star Sports will put it. So that is what I am looking at. What do you guys have? I mean, Shubham, how do you look at? I mean, what are the matches that you are waiting for?
The game that I am looking forward is tomorrow. It's RCB versus Delhi Capitals. You know, 2 of the finest teams so far in the tournament, and up against each other. Delhi and RCB making it to the playoffs. And MI also. I mean, because these 3 teams have been playing so well today, the way MI played. Likewise, Desi and RCB also, 2 complete teams in this season up against each other. The kind of form Iyer is in, you know, and Kohli coming back to form, good matchups also. So let's see, 2 fine teams up against each other tomorrow. Let's see who wins.
Shantanu, what's your pick of the matches? What do you see?
I'll be pretty clued in on Delhi Capitals matches, because like this week we had SRH playing thrice, and we see their fortunes changing. So that could happen with DC also. I'm not in front of the schedule right now. I don't know who they are playing, but
playing RCB, playing Rajasthan Royals, and they are playing Mumbai Indians. So they have 2 tough matches at least.
At least 2 tough ones. And they are at the top of the table, which is quite unusual for them. I would like to see how does Shreyas Iyer, the captain, holds his nerves, how he behaves, because this is a very peculiar spot for a perennially bottom place team to be in, and they are facing some really tough captains. So yeah, I'll be pretty much glued in all of the three matches.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, so as I said, it's CSK versus RCB is what I am looking at. I mean,
Super V versus,
yeah. Mai versus Super V. I am all for fun. I mean, that's what I look for when I watch IPL. So I just want to have fun here. But as CSK also has a game against KKR, so they have a tough game against RCB. But KKR, again, I also think is going to be another tough game for them. So this week could probably prove to be not so good week for them also. So yes, my interests are around that only, to see how they actually come out. Are they going to continue this good form that they have shown against KXIP, or are they going to now immediately go back to that bad form? So yeah,
that's it. Would also be interesting to see how Dhoni captains, because again, this is not a very familiar terrain for him. He is used to winning, and I read a stat somewhere that last time CSK won the lost three matches on the trot was back in 2010, or I think in 2014. So that is long, long time back in terms of IPL. So for him to kind of start a rear guard action and see his team through, and both as a batsman and a captain, it will be quite interesting to see him at the last legs of his career to sort of draw all his experience and see his team through this rough patch. It will be interesting to watch him captain.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the whole discussion. We tried to cover as much as we can. If there is something that we have missed, or if there is something that you would want us to do extra to tell you more about, I mean, you can always give your feedback to us on the First Post Sports Twitter handle or the First Sports Facebook page. We would be back again next Monday with a complete wrap of the week's action and with our insights, analysis. As I said before, this podcast would be available on Audio Boom and subsequently on Spotify and Google Podcast. So that's it. Take care, guys, and goodbye from us.
Yeah, I guess that's a wrap. And you know, before we call it a night, Barcelona are playing Sevilla in La Liga. So I guess Ujjwal, a football fan, will be up and watching it.
No, so the thing is that I don't use Facebook app, and that's why I have stopped watching La Liga. I hate La Liga for that, but I have stopped watching La Liga.
Messi in his last legs with Barcelona.
I only watch them in Champions League, actually. I don't want to have the Facebook app. That's why I don't watch La Liga.
I hope La Liga guys are listening to you.
So. Yeah. I hope they're not listening. No Suarez, Messi. Well, I'll watch it only for Messi.
Yeah. Great. Anyway, good night, guys.
Right. Yeah.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.